Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today, got a special guest all the way from the capital of Canada. We have Winnie from Sun Contract. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing so well. Really excited to learn a little bit more about Sun Contract and all the amazing things that y'all have been up to. But first, I would like to learn a little bit about you. Can you tell us all a little bit about yourself and give us some background?
You know, I actually really don't like talking about myself, but for you, Richard, today, I'll make an exception.
So, thank you.
I'm CMO of Sun Contract. And basically what we do, or rather what I do, is I oversee the global management of the brand. So my team and I, we work towards creating consumer awareness and driving customer preference for Sun Contract Marketplace through all of our different channels. In addition to being CMO, our brand police, I'm also an active member of our business development team. So when we're looking for partners, I also do play an active role. When we're seeking financing, I'm also kind of involved. But CMO marketing is my main gig, I guess, with Sun Contract.
Gotcha.
As far as my background is concerned, I come from like an economics background, but I've always had an interest in technology, environment, sustainable development. So I find that Sun Contract has been such a wonderful intersection of all of these. And with energy sector as an added interest now. So right now I'm in energy, but before that, because I'm in marketing, with marketing, right, you don't do one industry. You go where your services are needed. Right?
Exactly.
Prior to Sun Contract, I've worked with lots of architectural and engineering firms here in Ottawa. I've worked with the biggest contracting company for construction companies, or construction workers, sorry, here in Canada, Vancouver General Contractors. I've worked in the food sector. I've worked in healthcare. I've worked with SaaS companies. SaaS companies are software as a service companies.
Right.
And I've also mentored more than 400 students in marketing, branding foundations, and starting their own businesses. So I'm all over the place.
No, but a really awesome background and well-rounded and getting to work in several different sectors. And so like, that's actually a really good intersection point into, you know, tell me about, how did you get into the crypto and blockchain space in the first place?
So I'm a curious person. And when something piques my interest, I go exploring. So I had a good friend who is very into Bitcoin, and he wouldn't shut up about Bitcoin. It was actually And this is a couple years ago. Actually, nobody was talking about Bitcoin. Nobody knew of Bitcoin, you know? It was like underground thing. And so this guy was just so annoying to the point that I was like, okay, let me find out what this Bitcoin thing is. And
give me a timeline. What year is this?
This is like 2010, 2011. So
super early. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Go on. Yeah.
I looked up. Yeah. So anyways, I did my research into Bitcoin. And then over the years, I've been doing my research into blockchain as well. And I have such a huge interest in this. And I'm in different projects. So actually, how I joined Sun Contract was I contributed. I was like an investor. I don't want to call myself an investor because it's not a security. So it's not really, I'm not an investor, but I was backing the project financially.
There you go.
And I'm in a bunch of different projects since my annoying friend introduced Bitcoin to me. So that's how I got into crypto and blockchain, just curiosity. And then I realized that, hey, this stuff has a lot of potential to change the world as we know it. And I've just stuck around since.
Yeah. And again, that's super awesome that you were able to get into it so soon and that your friend was pestering you about it and like just open your eyes to the opportunities. And then from there, you found the insertion point, which is Sun Contract. So can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what is Sun Contract? How did the concept get created and what are y'all working on right now?
Okay. Before I tell you about Sun Contract, I want to just give you like a background of the energy sector as it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right now, the energy sector or the global electricity market, it's estimated to be worth about $2 trillion. And this $2 trillion is in the hands of a select few monopolies, oligopolies, whatever you want to call them. Yeah. And people, they're the ones who control the dynamics of the energy market. And their emphasis is on, you know, higher energy production levels in order to... They want to make money, right? To maximize profits. So as a result, at Sun Contract, we felt like the energy customer has been silenced, you know, and they don't get to have a say. They're restricted to subscribing to energy services, but they don't get to say where their energy comes from. They don't get to define the price they're willing to pay for their electricity. And when you look at consumer behavior today, it's actually pretty interesting. For me, consumer behavior is my favorite thing. Like, I run campaigns as a hobby just to see consumer behavior. And you'll notice that consumers today, they want to make decisions. They want to have a say in the products that they consume. They want to have a say in the services that are provided to them. When you think of Airbnb, Airbnb doesn't have, you know, they don't own any housing, but they've created an avenue for consumers to be able to make the decision as to who they want to, you know, who they want to accommodate them. When you look at Uber, it's the same thing, right? And we've really moved from a society where there's a few big dogs who are providing the services or the goods. And now we're in a sharing economy where consumers have a say. And so that's really just the story behind the Sun Contract idea. We wanted to give the energy customer a say in the source of electricity, the price that they pay for their electricity, among lots of other things. That's pretty much what
we do. And that's really cool. I'm glad that you gave the background. And it's really interesting that you talked about it because it was one of the things I was looking at. So back in college, university, I was doing a specialization in energy, and I was learning about like how, as you said, the energy sector is basically a bunch of monopolies that run everything, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. And so the fact that y'all are trying to work on making it a marketplace and making it a place where the consumer has a lot more say is extremely powerful, and that's why I was really interested to learn more about how y'all are doing that. So can you tell us a little bit more about how y'all are creating a person-to-person energy marketplace?
Yeah, so I'll explain the system as it is now and the system after, because that's just the easiest way for everybody to understand what we're doing without like all the techie info.
Yes.
So now let's say you have solar panels on your roof and you want to sell your surplus energy to me. You have to sell this surplus energy to a middleman retail company. And typically they'll buy it at a lot less than you want to sell it at. And then they're going to hike the price up and sell it to me, the end consumer. So what Sun Contract is doing is we've created an energy marketplace, and you can sell your energy directly to me. You don't need to do it through a middleman company, you know? So you define the price. There's an option where producers can set their price orders, and then there's an option where consumers too can set their price orders, and then or their consumption orders, whatever you want to call it. Right. And then producers can go and see these are the offers from the consumers. Consumers can go and see these are the offers from producers, and depending on their willingness to purchase or their willingness to sell price, a trade can be a transaction can be conducted between the two. And it's pretty straightforward. It's a simple process. They don't even need to know anything about blockchain, because blockchain is a very complex, it's something complex. It's not something yes. that everybody can grasp and just decide, okay, yes, I want to change my energy provider and I want to join Sun Contract. So in fact, for us, we don't even talk about blockchain when we're marketing ourselves to customers. We just tell them the benefits of joining us. If you join us, you have the option to source your energy from renewable sources. So something you need to know about our marketplace is that we only sell renewable energy. So there is no coal, there is nothing else. It's all renewable. And our customers, our consumers, they don't just get to receive renewable energy. They can actually set the preference of the energy option that they want to receive. So let's say for some reason, I prefer to have solar energy over wind energy. You can actually specify what kind of energy you want to pay for, and we will then match you with producers who are, you know, producing that kind of energy at the price that you want to pay for that kind of energy. So yeah, that's pretty much what we're doing. I said, I think I mentioned to you, we're currently opened. We opened market in Europe for the first time in April 2018 of last year. And to date, we have 5,000 registered users. And when I talk registered users, I'm not just talking about households. So we have big industrial clients. We have commercial offices. We even have a retirement home that is getting the renewable energy from the platform.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've been doing very well. We released a report actually in June of 2019. And between April to end of December of last year, we made about, we grossed about, I don't know, in USD or Canadian, but it was, in euros, it was about $1 million.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, no, it really is great, given we're the first energy marketplace in Slovenia. So Slovenia is a country in the EU that we've launched in. So the idea of an electricity marketplace had never existed before. For us to be doing like we had done last year, we're very happy with that. And this year, we're definitely going to do even better. Next year, we expect to at least triple the revenue from this year. So it's been going very well. And also a few weeks ago, so just to show you that even the governments are catching on the potential that blockchain technology has with it, about 2 to 3 weeks ago, we received a grant from the European Regional Development Fund, so the European Union. And they pretty much gave us, was it, oh my God, I have to look this up because I don't want to give you the wrong numbers.
No worries.
About 2.3 million USD for a research and development project based off of our marketplace. So people do see the potential and the benefits that come with blockchain technology and implementing it in different sectors, and energy sector, it just happens to be the one that we're in.
Yeah, well, congratulations to all of the early success, and I mean, being able to grow what you have and into this new marketplace and kind of setting the standard for the new person-to-person marketplace for energy. It's really unique. It's really niche. And it's needed. It's necessary. So I'm glad to hear that it's progressing. I'm glad to hear that it's getting adoption and that it's working. So I really appreciate you just letting us know about that and giving people insight into how y'all are being able to revolutionize this particular sector.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to. Always happy to share the word.
Absolutely. So I know that you said that you are backing a bunch of different projects that are going on. So if you don't mind, can you let me know what are some other either crypto or blockchain projects that have you excited right now?
Oh, I don't like to talk about other projects because I feel like I'm taking the spotlight from Sun Contract, but I guess I will.
Thanks.
This is not financial advice, which is right. Why I don't like to talk about other projects that I'm in. But a few projects that I personally have a vested interest in are Cardano. I don't know if you must have heard of Cardano.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So Cardano is a very interesting project to me, not just because of what they're doing with like creating this whole new blockchain that has this whole other level of protocols that no one else has, but just the background story of the founder of Cardano. You know, he was like part of the Ethereum team, and then there's a story behind it. I don't want to get into the details.
All good.
Went on and branched out and did his own thing, like his own project. And in a very short span of time, Cardano and Ethereum a few months ago were really close to each other. I think they were at some point even maybe second and third place or something. So Cardano is a project that I'm really looking forward to. They've delayed a bit in their progress, but then I can understand being in this industry that, you know, sometimes you have a roadmap and you expect for things to happen within a given time frame, and that doesn't happen as you plan. But the expertise with the team is there, and I really have a lot of faith in the project and the team. Another project or cryptocurrency that I would say I'm really interested in is a Hobi Pool token. So there's Hobi token, and then there's Hobi Pool token.
Okay. First I've heard of this one. Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Hobi Pool token is very interesting because it's kind of like a mining token. But if you decide to just buy the token and hold the token, you actually, by holding the token, it's a form of mining. So I remember I bought quite a bit of Hobi token when it was stupid cheap. It still is stupid cheap. So I encourage anybody who's looking to get into any project to buy, number one, Sun Contract.
There you go. Yes.
Hobi Pool token, because it's very cheap. And you actually get rewarded on a daily basis. I'm going to just go onto my Hobi and I'll let you know what tokens, because I noticed that, oh my God, all of a sudden I have an EOS balance, but I never really had ever bought EOS. So I was confused. And then I continued scrolling through my balances and I noticed, oh, I have a bunch of like different cryptocurrencies that I've never purchased before. And then I realized that, oh my God, I'm actually mining just by holding the Hobi token. They award you every day. So the more you hold, the more they award you, kind of deal. Hobi is one of the other projects that I'm really interested in.
Can you spell that real quick?
Hobi. Hobi is actually it's an exchange, and they are a huge exchange. I'm going to let you know of their trading volume very shortly because we are listed on Hobi.
Gotcha. No, this is very insightful. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Today their trading volume was 857 million in the last 24 hours. So they're a big exchange. And that's also part of why I like to back a project like Hobi. If you look at their other token, Hobi token, they have steady growth. And so I only imagine that it will be the same for Hobi Pool token because they have this huge exchange backing them and they wouldn't let it fail. So I think I'm only comfortable for now.
No, that's fine. That's plenty. I appreciate it. That's a lot of great insight. Another quick question I have for you is, you know, with everything that's going on in the crypto and blockchain space, what are some things in the horizon you think in the next 6 months to 1 year that people should be looking out for?
You know, I'm really interested in the Libra coin, not because I would want to get involved, actually, quite the contrary. I'm just keen on the impact that you're familiar with Libra coin, right?
Absolutely.
I'm just curious as to what implications that will have on the rest of the cryptocurrencies, because Facebook has a lot of data. I can't even honestly predict what the outcome of a Libra coin would mean for the cryptocurrency space, or not just cryptocurrency space, but everybody who has a Facebook account. That's definitely one of the things that I am looking into. Another thing is just regulations and cryptocurrencies. You know, regulations have not been very favorable towards cryptocurrencies. So it's just looking to see, especially in the energy sector too, because we're looking to expand into new markets. But it's not very easy. It's not very easy when, let's say, governments don't quite understand the benefits, or they have this stigma, you know, there's this...
Right.
When people hear cryptocurrencies, it's just, they go, I see it in their faces. Anytime I talk about cryptocurrencies, their face just, if you're not like a blockchain enthusiast, you don't get a good vibe from cryptocurrencies. So it's right. Just hoping to see that there'll be a change in sentiment, because let's face it, there are shit coins out there, and there are probably more shit coins than there are useful coins. But then there are useful cryptocurrencies that have working solutions or use cases, and that need open-minded governments and open-minded leaders to allow for legislations that make them implementable in different jurisdictions, I guess. So yeah, for me, it's mostly just I'm looking at regulations, and I'm keeping my eye out on Libra coin.
Gotcha. No, those two big things to look out for. I think Libra coin in a lot of ways is going to put a spotlight in the crypto space and make more people want to pay attention. Yeah. And the fact that as, you know, people learn about that, they're going to be more inclined to want to learn about, okay, what else is happening in the market? Because this is still very early. This is still, I would say, like first adopters and going into early adopter on the bell curve, if you will. And as far as regulation goes, I mean, it's getting to a point where it can't be ignored. There's just internationally a lot of governments are trying to put things in place for how they're going to handle cryptos and mm-hmm. and blockchain technology and trying to get ahead of it, because they all can see the writing on the wall that this is happening.
Can't avoid it.
Absolutely. And Winnie, you've dropped a lot of great knowledge and a lot of insight for us today. We really appreciate it. But I ask all of my guests who come on to leave a final thought with all of our listeners. So what is a final thought that you would like to leave today?
Final thought. Oh. Keep learning. And technology can solve a lot of problems. We need to be a lot more open-minded to new technologies and new ways of doing things. I feel like this isn't something I need to say to your audience, because your audience is already in blockchain, meaning they're already very open-minded. But maybe to just share the word with people that they know, because most people have, when they think blockchain, they think cryptocurrencies and bad connotation immediately. So maybe to just, you know, we should work towards informing the people in our lives. I do it every single day of my life, that, you know, there's technology that could change the world as we know it. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say. I'm very optimistic of the benefits that come with blockchain, not just in the energy sector. Blockchain can be implemented even when it comes to governments voting to fight, you know, corruption, irregularities in elections. You know, the banking system could use blockchain technology. Every single sector can benefit from blockchain technology. We just need to get the word out there. And it takes you hosting this podcast, it takes me being on this podcast, and it takes everybody who believes in the technology talking about the technology.
Absolutely. When you think about, I mean, and thank you for that. That's a really good final thought. And I mean, you think about your friend who first introduced this to you in 2010 and just like how much deeper you've gotten into it and how you've been able to immerse yourself in this. And even with me, how I got first introduced with this through a friend, and now I'm super immersed in this and I want to spread the word the same way that you do. It's just, once you have the information and it makes sense, all you want to do is let other people know like, hey, this should be on your radar. And it's very important. Everyone that's listening today, just like when you just said, just take a moment and share it with somebody who doesn't know about it, because you never know what's going to stick to somebody, but like once they get it, they're going to be in. And like, it's very important to get ahead of this horse because it's coming.
It's coming. That's so true. And I want to just take this opportunity to thank you too for having this podcast and the channel that you're running, because you're spreading awareness of the project and we need more people doing that. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you for coming on the show. And I really appreciate you and your time today. What are some different ways that people can either connect with you or can connect with Sun Contract?
So we're on LinkedIn for one. You can go on LinkedIn. You'll see all the people on my team. So we have the CEO, Gregor Novak, is probably a good person to go to if you wanted to contact him. You can find him on LinkedIn. I'm also on LinkedIn. And our CFO is also on LinkedIn. Her name is Moitza Bayez. So LinkedIn is a good way to contact us. I have my email as well. If anybody's interested, they can reach out to you and you can connect us. Mostly just Facebook and LinkedIn. No, email, sorry, and LinkedIn are the best ways to contact us. Or if you have any questions, maybe you can send us an email to info@suncontract.org. Yeah, those are the best ways to get
perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, again, Winnie, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And for everyone listening, stay CryptoCurrent. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of CryptoCurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay CryptoCurrent.
Please use available exits now.